Have we reached a point of no return? As I write this article, the world is waiting for news that Iran has attacked Israel. If it happens, it is likely to be a significantly larger attack than the last one. Of course, once Iran attacks, then everyone will be watching Israel to see if they strike back or not. If Israel chooses not to strike back, this could be the end of it for a while. But ultimately, this is a war that is still just getting started. It is just a matter of time before all-out war erupts, and when we finally reach that point, the death and destruction that we will witness will shock the entire globe. Everyone pretty much understood that there would be no Iranian attack until after the meeting of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation on Wednesday. Following that meeting, Iran's acting foreign minister warned that Iran has no choice but to exercise its inherent right to legitimate defense. Iran has no choice but to respond to Israel's aggressions, Iran's acting foreign minister said on Wednesday, as the Middle East awaits Tehran's response to Israel over the killing of a Hamas leader in the Iranian capital last week. In the absence of appropriate action by the Security Council against the aggressions and violations of the Israeli regime, the Islamic Republic of Iran has no choice but to exercise its inherent right to legitimate defense against this regime's actions, Iranian media quoted Ali Bagheri Khani as saying during an extraordinary session of the 57-member Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. The meeting was convened partly at Iran's request, following the killing of Hamas chief Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran last Wednesday, an attack that Iran has attributed to Israel. Israel has not claimed responsibility for the attack. Elsewhere, the head of the Iranian army also seemed to indicate that a decision to attack Israel has already been made. Chief Commander of the Iranian Army Abdalrahim Mousavi did not sound consolatory when he spoke of Israel's pending destruction on Wednesday. The Zionist regime will soon receive a strong and definite response, and there is no doubt about it, Mousavi reportedly said, according to Erna and Tasnim. It is clear that they themselves have realized the speed of their own destruction, and by doing so, they want to save themselves from the quagmire, but they definitely cannot save themselves from annihilation. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. It certainly appears that an attack will be coming. We just don't know exactly when that attack will take place. Egypt made headlines when it issued instructions for its airlines to avoid Iranian airspace for a 3-hour period in the early morning on Thursday. Egypt instructed all of its airlines to avoid Iranian airspace for a 3-hour period in the early morning on Thursday. The NOTAM, a safety notice provided to pilots on Wednesday, said the instruction would be in effect from 0100 to 0400 GMT. It provided no further details as to why the notice was issued. An Egyptian official was quoted by the state-affiliated Al-Qahira News TV as saying that the Iranian authorities said to avoid flying in Iranian airspace because of military exercises. Based on a report from Iranian authorities to all civil aviation companies, flights over Iranian airspace are to be avoided, the unnamed official was quoted as saying. Now that the period of time in that warning has passed, it seems clear that this was just a false alarm. And there are many that are hoping that Iran will ultimately decide not to attack at all. If you can believe it, that even includes the new president of Iran. It is being reported that the president of Iran specifically asked Ayatollah Ali Khamenei not to launch an attack. Iran's president, Masoud Pezeshkian, has reportedly asked the Islamic Republic's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, to refrain from attacking Israel, according to a report by Iran International on Wednesday. Pezeshkian warned Khamenei of the potential attack's effects on his presidency, with Iran International quoting sources familiar with the development. The new Iranian president cautioned that an Israeli retaliatory attack could cripple Iran's economy, infrastructure, and even lead to the country's collapse. I really wish that the Ayatollah would listen to him. On the other side, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is assuring the Israeli people that his government is prepared for whatever might happen. "We are prepared both defensively and offensively," Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated during a visit Wednesday to the IDF induction base at Tel Afon Hashomer. "I know that the citizens of Israel are concerned, and I ask one thing of you, be patient and level-headed," he said. "We are striking our enemies and are determined to defend ourselves. And of course the U.S. stands ready to defend Israel as well. In fact, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is sending additional military assets to the region. To maintain our carrier strike group presence in the Middle East, I've ordered the USS Abraham Lincoln to replace the USS Theodore Roosevelt later this month," he said. "I've also ordered more cruisers and destroyers capable of ballistic missile defense to the region," Austin stressed. "Another fighter squadron has also been deployed to the Middle East to reinforce our defensive air support capabilities here," he added. "We better hope that an all-out war does not erupt in the Middle East anytime soon. Because the truth is that the U.S. military is definitely not prepared to fight a major war. Our military is in such bad shape that we were not even able to conduct a successful withdrawal from Afghanistan. We really need to get our act together, because it is just a matter of time before thousands of missiles start being lobbed back and forth in the Middle East. It isn't going to happen yet, but as I have been warning for years, it is definitely coming. So don't get too comfortable. This war in the Middle East will eventually blow up in a major way, and once that happens, there will be no going back.